No limit, Larry in here, morning madhouse. Pressure, gotta be the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was popping, we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. In the business, Ricky Ruckus, the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shock and butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gab the Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's for a roll, Nation for a roll. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? Yeah. This my spot, yeah. Morning Man House, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. This my spot, yeah. Morning Man House, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. Morning Man House, don't stop. Yeah.
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's Lil' Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Hey, we clocking in, boy. Hey, it's the first day of fall, and yep, it feel like it. 48 degrees right about now. Good news is no real chance of rain in the forecast, but today, 48 is going to start your morning off with clear skies. By this afternoon, we're going to heat up to just 73. That's right, 73 degrees is your high for the day. Ooh, welcome to fall, 73 with sunshine. In the madhouse with me this morning, y'all. Say what's up to Miss Jessica the Garnett Dev.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up with it, though?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
Good. How you feeling in morning?
I am feeling wonderful. Wonderful.
How was your day, light, last night?
Night was cool. You know me, just working. That's what I do.
Also in the madhouse with me this morning, what's up, the comedian Burpee?
I say good morning.
Everybody on the east.
Good morning.
South.
Good morning.
The north.
Good morning.
Put the dub up for the wet.
Good morning.
What up with it,
though, Burpee? What's happening?
You good?
What's goody?
How you feeling in the morning, big dog?
I'm feeling good, man.
Had a good night last night?
I did. I had a real good night last night.
What you do yesterday? You ain't doing that?
What was yesterday? Monday?
Yeah.
No, I had a meeting in Albemarle. They're trying to put you know, I sell out down there.
You back to selling out at Albemarle, huh?
No. They're trying to put together an event.
Another event for you to sell out?
Yeah, they want me to host it.
Okay.
So, you know.
You're going to bring out another 45 people.
Come on now. I do this, Larry. I do this. Stop playing with me.
I like it, man. You know what I mean? Go and let them 45 people know who Burpee is. Let them know.
I'm going to let them know now.
Master Pete told me a long time ago, if you got one fan, then you cater to that one fan. If you got 45, cater to the 45.
Come on now. I bring them out.
And bring them all 45 of them out. I'm not
nice. I bring them out.
Oh, man. I ain't do nothing yesterday, man. Hung out on the block with Block Love Charlotte, feeding the homeless. You know, this Thursday is actually going to be our 200-day straight of feeding the homeless since the pandemic.
Oh,
you know, we've been doing it 7 days a week. So we're having a 200-day celebration.
That's what's up.
We're going to have a 200-day celebration on the block. It's going to be off the chain. Was soliciting for cupcakes last night. Ended up with about 1,000 cupcakes.
You should have told me, my wife did.
Yeah.
She do that. She made cupcakes.
Mm-hmm. I posted it on my Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, for yesterday.
But you know, man, shout out to the city of Charlotte. I ended up with about 1,000. I told them I don't need 1,000. But shout out to, you know, Fatima, who always do our cakes here inside the madhouse.
Y'all got some extra?
Yeah, I got a little extra on the side for you. But yeah. So she said she was going to do them. She was like, listen, you ain't got to ask nobody. I got you. So shout out to Fatima, man. The Madhouse Cupcake Cake Lady. She does it all for the Madhouse. So big shout out to her. And just checked out some Monday Night. Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
The Raiders and the New Orleans Saints chopped it up.
Yeah.
What they say? Who that nation?
Boy.
Yeah, sit down. Who that nation?
Who is that nation?
Yeah, who that? Because Las Vegas opened their new stadium with a bang. Who would have bet that? Yeah, they got it in.
Oh, last night.
Yeah. But nah, the Raiders actually pulled that thing out. They look like a real legit football team in the second half.
They did.
I was like,
they
okay.
Really did. They 2-0 right now.
I said, okay, John Gruden, I see what you're putting together out there in Las Vegas with the Raiders. Okay, that's what's up.
Doing something, boy.
Ain't doing it. All right, man. You know what it is inside the madhouse today. Somebody's going to get $1,000. That's right. $1,000. We told y'all you qualify for the $1,000 by calling in and telling us your filthy laundry. Well, we got $1,000 giveaway today. Somebody who called in and told us their filthy laundry will be the grand prize winner today and get $1,000. And of course, we still got them tickets for you to check out the Mike Epps Hip Hop Party. And of course, you know, coming up early this morning, we got your Madhouse Question of the Day and your Trending Topic Tuesday. Let's get it started with your inspirational power word of the morning. Is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. God gave you anger as an early warning system against evil, danger, and abuse. When an enemy violates boundaries, whether against you or your family, your anger kicks in. It motivates you to take righteous steps to protect yourself and those who need it. When anger motivates righteous action, it serves its God-given purpose. But when anger is left simmering, it turns toxic. Bitterness, resentment, and an unforgiving spirit begin to show. And those things poison relationships. Bitter people make lousy friends. God did not design you to store up anger. He graciously commands, do not let the sun go down on your anger. Maybe today you need to release the pressure from your simmering anger. If the relationship is worth it, then talk through the conflict, forgive, and move forward. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom.
Ooh, No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Love for New Hip Hop and R&B. Ooh, 6:05, 5 minutes out of 6 o'clock. You know what time it is. It's time for your Madhouse Question of the Day. Hashtag MHQOTD.
Let's talk about who. All right, Dancing with the Stars is back, and this season they have a pretty good lineup. I'm talking about Nelly is on the show. Sky Jackson is on the show. Charles Oakley is on the show this season. AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys is on the show this season. Jeannie Mai.
That's Jeezy Boo, right?
Yeah, from The Real.
Yeah.
From The Real. Okay. Vernon Davis is on the show. And Carol Baskin. Those are just a few.
Why is she on the show? I'm still mad. I'm sorry.
There's just a few of the people that are on the show. We want to know, who do you think is going to win Dancing with the Stars this season?
I'm rolling with my big dog, man. You know, he a Scorpio. His birthday a few days before mine. Big homie Nelly. He's getting very prepared for this. They call him Dirty Mo. He said in his interview, I'm a Scorpio. I feel like I can do anything. He used to be a football player. He played basketball. I think he got a little moves. I think Nelly gonna pull this thing out. Okay, now let me be for real. nah, I'm gonna roll with Nelly though.
This one is tough. This one is tough. I saw Jeannie Mai prepping for it. She can do her thing. I saw Nelly getting ready for it. I'm probably gonna go with Sky for this one. Sky Jackson. I'm probably gonna go for Sky Jackson.
I ain't mad with that.
That's what I'm gonna be.
I'm going with the dark horse.
Who?
AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what? I can see AJ pulling this out.
AJ from the bit. This is what he do.
Yeah, I can see. But they had him crazy. They had him dancing. Don't nobody do like the waltz and the salsa. And,
oh, no. They put their own little spin to it.
I know you do, but, I mean, I don't know.
I'm going AJ.
I can see AJ pulling this out.
Backstreet Boy. He been dancing and singing all his life. But dancing for this one in particular comes in. I think he has a dancing background.
Mm-hmm.
Out of everybody else, I don't see them having. She has a dancing background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. But I don't think.
You know, all them Disney stars.
Yeah, they all would have.
AJ, I think AJ gonna.
So none of y'all think oh gonna do that.
No, hell no.
Except for B.O. No.
But you know them old cool know how to do a little cut a little rug.
Would you like to vote for him, Larry?
I would not.
Oh, okay.
Cut a little rug.
That Michael Jordan homeboy.
Okay.
Exactly. Was that supposed to change?
Y'all don't think Big Oak gonna do nothing?
I'll take no for $200.
Dang. That's what's up. All right. How do we tap in on this?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages.
Y'all don't think Carol Baskin going to do nothing either?
Hell no.
Would you like to change your vote, Larry?
Hell no. Okay. I don't even want Carol Baskin on here. Why is she on here? It says Dancing with the Stars. What is she a star of? Exactly. Okay.
All
go ahead,
right. If you want to vote, hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
And this is season 29 for Dancing with the Stars. Wow. Mm. Charlotte's plug, man. It's Pot 98.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Coming up, man, we got all your trending topics. Trending topic Tuesday right around the corner, dropping at 6:35. Coming up at 6:30. You already know, man, we got your Madhouse Classic throwback. And, yep, you got to hit that Madhouse hashtag. Hashtag MHQOTD for your Madhouse question of the day. What is it today, Miss Jessica?
We want to know, who do you think is going to win Dancing with the Stars this season?
Man, I'm going with my boy Nelly, man. I think if he don't win, he going to be in the top three. I'm going to give him at least top three.
I'm going with Scott Jackson. I think she's going to do her thing. But, Burpee, I also like your pick, too.
I'm going AJ. I like AJ, Street too. Boys.
I do like AJ from the back.
People
back
sleeping on it. They forget that the Backstreet Boys was once the biggest group in the world.
They was at one time.
And Dancing with the Stars, yeah. It involves...
Quit playing games with my heart. With my
that singing ain't got nothing to do with dancing. It's not a sing. This is not the Masked Singer,
sir.
No, this is a dancing competition. Yeah, you got to get in there and do the two-step, three-step, and four-step.
Oh.
And eight count, and hold, and swing. I like your pick, too, Jessica.
I think Sky's got a good chance.
Tonight is an elimination show for Dancing with the Stars, so somebody's getting kicked off tonight. But I think the person that's going to surprise us, well, not really surprise, I think Jenny Ma's going to do good, too.
I think she's going to be in there for the long run.
Yeah. Who you think gonna get kicked off first, though? Just asking y'all.
Carol Baskin?
I don't know. No, I think Carol Baskin is gonna stay because name recognition. People are gonna want to see her on there. Yeah, I think she's gonna stay on there for a while. But I don't really know too much about the other contestants.
No, okay, I got you.
So I don't know.
Carol Baskin.
I don't think they're gonna kick Carol Baskin off early either.
I think
she'll probably go second, third round. She ain't going off this first round though. And this is my mama watched this show. She started watching this show. If they 29 seasons in, she probably started watching it 29 seasons ago.
Really?
Yeah. She loves Dancing with the Stars. She wanna be on there.
I watched.
Yeah, my mama wanna be on there.
She can't move.
It's watch your mouth, boy.
What we doing this morning?
What I ain't going to tell them about what Mr. Nita did last night.
Come on, quick on the draw. I like that. Okay, right?
That's what I told Mr. Nita. Throw a little curveball in there. Throw a little curveball in there.
I was about to say something. Forgot what I was going to say. Okay.
How do we tap in on your Madhouse question of the day?
I don't know.
First of all, you can hit the hashtag MHQOTD, or you can check out social media. I'm at I Am No Limit Larry.
At Hey Miss Jessica.
And at I Am Burpee. WRPIE, all one word.
Coming up, man, we got some Madhouse Classic throwback.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, man.
If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us on all social media.
Come on.
At Power 98 FM.
Hey, No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Your Madhouse Classic throwback right there. Jay-Z, Rihanna, Kanye-Z running this town. And, of course, you know who run this town. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And right now, it's time to get these trending topics.
I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money.
Smell the money.
We run the streets. No Limit keeps coming. I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money.
Smell the money.
We run the streets. No Limit keeps coming. I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money.
Smell the money.
We run the streets. No Limit keeps coming.
All right, Trending Topic Tuesday this morning is being brought to you by, yep, we're making strides. That's right, Power 98 is making strides, doing our four-week virtual challenge to benefit the American Cancer Society. Register now and choose your distance goals. You can run, walk, bike, hike each week from October the 5th to November the 1st. Log on to power98fm.com for more details. And it's all being brought to you by Queen Park Social. So, yeah, make sure y'all get out there and let's get together. Let's get Charlotte moving and let's make some strides together. All right, trending this morning, baby. Trending this morning. Whoop, 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 whoop. That's the hot off the press sound. Whoop, 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 whoop.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
That's how my hot off the press sound to sound. Thank you, sir. All right, hot off the press. Burp, you slid me this one last night. Mikey Williams, the number one recruit for 2023 is coming to Charlotte. All my high school basketball players out there and anybody who follows the game of basketball know that this man has been approved by D-Wade. He's been approved by Bron. They say he liked it. And guess what? He's coming all the way from California to come to Charlotte to play for Lake Norman Charter. Whoa, this is a big move right here. It's a big one right here, Burp. You going to see this young man play?
I'm going to these games.
They saying he's the epitome of like when Zion was down in Spartanburg.
Yeah.
They saying that this is what this is going to do for the city of Charlotte, the area of Charlotte, and for the basketball scene here in North Carolina. He's the epitome of a Zion Williamson coming to town. So Mikey Williams coming to Charlotte, big dog, dead. Hey, what y'all think about that one right now?
He will be selling out high school games.
Yeah, I think he's going to definitely fill up the gym. Also trending this morning, the LMPD, that's the Louisville Metro Police Department, they have declared a state of emergency. So for the rest of the week and for going into next week, they said that no officers can take time off as they prepare for the grand jury's decision in the Breonna Taylor case.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, if they already preparing and declare a state of emergency, right. So I'm gonna just leave that right there with y'all. Also, shout out to Michael Jordan. MJ doing something else. What is MJ doing now? MJ on his billionaire status has now purchased a NASCAR team with Denny Hamlin. And guess who his race car driver gonna be?
Who?
None other than Bubba Wallace.
Bubba!
He going to get Bubba! Michael Jordan starting a NASCAR team, and Bubba is going to be his driver. Can you imagine seeing the jump man going around and around and around and around on the racetrack? MJ about to take over racing? Whoo, they about to be mad out there. About to make them mad out there. I'm tired of seeing that damn jump man logo. MJ, them big things, though. Yeah, send me one of them. You know what would be dope? A Jordan brand racing suit. Yeah, I need one of them. MJ, send me one of them Jordan brand racing suits. And a racing helmet.
What you going to do with the helmet, Larry? What the hell are you going to do to him?
Drive it. Put it on while I'm driving.
I don't need it.
Exactly.
Y'all be hate, man. Let me get me a Jordan brand racing helmet. Signed by Bubba Wallace.
Bubba announced last week that he was leaving Richard Petty's motorsport team. And I was like, ooh, that's big. And he hadn't made the announcement yet that he was joining Michael Jordan's team. So it was like, ooh, what in the world is going on with Bubba? Like, where is he going?
Bubba!
And now he's made this announcement. This is huge. This is huge. Especially for African Americans in the world of NASCAR.
Yeah.
This is huge.
Shout out to MJ, too, for putting his hat in the ring. You know what I mean? NASCAR is huge when it comes to the sports world. So shout out to you, MJ, for being a trendsetter and moving the culture forward. Speaking of moving the culture forward, this one will not move the culture forward because they told him to sit his ass down. He will remain in jail. You will remain in jail until 2021. Wow. Bobby Shmurda was denied parole. He ain't getting out. So all y'all Bobby Shmurda fans thought he was coming home early. The judge said, hell no, to the no. 2021, Bobby. We'll see you in 2021 for sure, for sure. But
when did the judge make that decision?
Yesterday.
About a week ago.
I hate you.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse in the morning on Power 98.
No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse. 7:07, 7 minutes out of 7 o'clock. Lucci say he need that wet. We need them shines this morning. We just want to spread some positivity in a negative world. You know how it go. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out to everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we got to shine. Big flossing. Yeah. Hey, I want to send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real. I'm going to tell a whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Shine. Yeah. Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
I'm trying to let my daughter, Mayanna, from Independence High School shine. Through all of this, she's still doing a great job. So I want to just give a shout out to her this morning. Good morning, baby. Have a good day.
Let that baby shine. Oh.
I love you.
Power 98, good morning. You letting somebody shine?
Team Flint shine. Tarkovion Plant and the Torian Fred Willoughby.
Let them shine then. Who you got, big dog? Who you let shine this morning?
Hey, it's your boy Marvin Adams from Gadsden, South Carolina. I'm going to let my kids shine. Anais Adams, Boo Adams. And we'll give a shout out to y'all in it, up in there too. You know, No Limit, Larry, Burpee, Miss Jessica. Shout out to my wife, Lisa Logan Adams. And no doubt I gotta give a shout out to my daddy.
Hey!
Shiny,
shiny, shiny,
yeah. Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Yes, my name's Ro. I would like to shine on my family.
Alright, what's your name?
Ro.
Ro, I'm going to need you to wake up this morning and get that class in, all right?
Yes, sir.
Shiny, shiny,
shiny,
yeah. You know how it goes down inside the madhouse. Y'all letting people shine this morning. Good morning. Who you letting shine today?
I'm going to need you to wake up this morning.
Okay, he's asleep. All right. Coming up inside the madhouse, you know what time it is. Ms. Justin, go drop that nosy neighbor news on you right around 7:24.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
All right, your Nosy Neighbor News is coming up. Boy, this Dr. Dre divorce is getting nastier day by day. Got an update about that. Some folks headed to the courtroom. The baby and Cardi B find out for what. And Amanda Seals is taking shots at who?
Burpee. She heard what Burpee said about her. She's sick of it. She's taking shots at Burpee. What you
Amanda
gonna do?
Seals
what you gonna do?
Better than to do that.
Why? What you gonna do?
Hey. Huh? Answer the question.
My answer is Burpee.
Who's she not? Who? I don't know. Barack Obama. I don't know.
Find out what's going on with Amanda Seals and who she is taking shots at and why. Coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie,
there's more coming your way.
What the hell is going on here?
Well, hello, nosy neighbors. Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your Nosy Neighbor News for Tuesday, September 22nd. Cardi B has some legal drama brewing. Allegedly, the rapper defamed a group of men after they allegedly harassed her sister and her sister's girlfriend, telling them to go to your effing country. Cardi posted a video saying that the women were harassed by the men over where they parked their car and because they are an Afro-Hispanic gay couple. The men claimed that Hennessy and her girlfriend were the aggressors, approaching them, raging, spitting, insulting, assaulting, defaming, and threatening them, all because they were wearing a MAGA hat. The men are suing Cardi for defamation. Another day, another lawsuit for the baby. The rapper is being sued by an L.A. hotel employee for an incident that took place last December. His name is Christopher. He alleges that while he was working at the hotel, he asked the baby for a picture. We remember when this happened. Even though the baby told him no, he snapped a selfie with the rapper in the background anyway. The baby asked him to delete it, and he alleges that the baby followed him into the hotel and assaulted him. Now, the baby later posted a video on Instagram to explain what happened. He said he didn't want any pictures as a safety precaution because he had his daughter with him, and he didn't want people to know where he was staying. This guy is now suing the baby, his management, and his entertainment company. Dr. Dre's divorce is getting nastier day by day. Attorneys for the hip-hop mogul have accused his estranged wife, Nicole Young, of emptying the business account used to manage his label, Record One. They say a blatant and unjustifiable criminal embezzlement of corporate funds is what she did. As proof, they have a copy of the $363,000 check that she wrote herself. Now, Young says she did nothing wrong because she's entitled to the money. She says this is just a low-grade PR stunt by Andre and his team to try to change the fact that he was caught red-handed and sued for trying to cheat Nicole out of community property to which she is entitled to. Dr. Dre and his business partner are calling for Nicole to return the funds no later than September 29th. Or a lawsuit will be filed against her. Amanda Seals hopped on Instagram to take shots at her former job, The Real. The actress alleges that they stole her Smart, Funny, and Black brand for a new segment this season. Their photo caption in part reads, "Once again, The Real demonstrates its low class and even lower vibration. Just so we're clear, this is an egregious bite of my Smart, Funny, and Black brand, an attempt to bring Black awareness into the programming of The Real." If you want to see the full caption, you can check it out on my Instagram page at Hey Miss Jessica. Bobby Shmurda got some bad news. The rapper's parole was denied. No reason was given, but we do know that his behavior in prison probably didn't help his case. He has 11 violations, including drug possession, fighting, and having a shank. Bobby Shmurda has been in jail since December of 2014 and will remain there until December 11th of 2021. Happy birthday to Moneybagg Yo and Michael Rainey Jr. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica, Jessica. The
neighborhood. Power 98.
Oh, 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what time it is. It is time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Made.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad?
Mad.
Are we mad?
Sir, okay, hashtag Larry Mad today is being brought to you by the Mike Epps Hip Hop Party. It is going down October the 9th. Rakim, Dougie Fresh, KRS-One, Big Daddy Kane, Greg Nice, and of course, it's all hosted by your boy Mike Epps. You can join the party from the comfort of your own living room. Tickets are on sale right now for this virtual concert event. Visit power98fm.com to check it out. The show will be on demand for 2 weeks, so don't miss it. And of course, you know, we got your tickets right here inside the Madhouse. Okay, hashtag Larry Mad. The hottest hashtag on Instagram, on my Instagram page, at I Am No Limit Larry. Today, Larry is mad at this young lady and the judge, too. Lori Loughlin. Ain't that how you pronounce her name? Lori Loughlin? The lady who was, the actress who was actually charged in this big college. Charged in this big college cheating scandal. You know, she did get sentenced. She actually got sentenced to a whopping 2 months in prison. She got charged She got charged in a scandal and got sentenced to a whopping 2 months in prison, 2 years of supervised probation, 100 hours of community service, and a $150,000 fine in his college cheating scandal case. Her husband will be sentenced to more prison time, they're saying. But, you know, I'm mad, number one, at the light sentence. Number one, the sentence is way too light because a young lady in another state actually changed the address of, or actually used another address for her son to go to a better school, and they sentenced her to 5 years in prison for that. 5 years in prison. I ain't gonna say she was a black lady, but she was a black lady. You know what I mean? This is what we be talking about when we say they ain't playing fair in the justice system. Not only did Lori only get 2 months in federal prison behind this whole big college cheating scandal, she also got to choose. She gets to choose what prison she get to go to. I ain't never heard nothing like this. I ain't never, ever, 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 never, ever, never, ever, never, ever, ever, never, never, ever, ever in the history of going in the courtroom, being in the courtroom, or just watching a court show, seeing where a person get to choose what prison they go to. I got one question. Where about they do that at? Hell no. So, Your Honor, you're going to let me choose what prison I go to? When they start doing this in the American justice system, when we say it, they ain't playing fair, they are not playing fair. This is what we mean. This is crazy. LeBron James even spoke out on this. A lot of people speaking out on this. You get to choose what prison you go to? How about none? Let me be at home then. And they're saying, of course, she's going to a low maximum security prison, one. But just the fact that you would even let a criminal, because you've been charged with a crime, you've been convicted of a crime, so now you're a criminal, so you let a criminal choose what prison they go to? Hit the hashtag, man, to see what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad. This some...
Don't let it, Larry!
Always keeping it lit.
Sometimes I had them thoughts.
All right. Welcome to Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to talk to y'all real quick. Something simple. Don't let society shame you. Do whatever it is that you do and do it proud. Like black people, don't let society shame us. I don't care what nobody say, but Ursha is a word. It is a real word. Say that word and say it proud. Ursha, matter of fact, it's a noun, Larry and Jessica. It is a person that put the white cloth over the lady who passed out from shouting. They do other things in the church, but that's the most important one right there. Say Ursha and say it proud. Latinos, don't let society shame y'all. If you want to let your daughter wear her King Sienna dress with some Adidas sneakers, let her do it and let her do it proud. If she comfortable, that's all that matters. Black folk, again, don't let society shame us. People like to judge when they come to your house or when they look at what you're doing, when they look at what you're wearing, when they look at what you got going on. Don't let society shame us. Let everybody know. Everybody knows that bottom drawer in the refrigerator is a storage for condiments. That's what it is. Put all the you got Zaxby's ketchup, Wendy's ketchup, McDonald's ketchup. You got ketchup from the store that you took. You got ketchup from a restaurant that you went and sat down and asked for packets and then brought them back home. You got Taco Bell sauce in there. You got a little ranch dressing from Zaxby's. You got some honey mustard from Chick-fil-A. That is a condiment storage. And while all the condiments at the bottom, that might be where you put the little vegetables that you need to keep frozen in there. It's a couple onions and some celery in there somewhere. But do it and do it proud. Don't be ashamed of that condiment drawer. White people. I don't know too much about y'all. I would say keep doing what y'all doing, but the way things are right now, I'm going to need y'all to switch some things.
And those from Burpee's Thoughts. Think about it!
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to hit his No cap.
All right. Let's see. Regina King won big during Sunday's Emmy Awards. And as she celebrated her lead actress in a limited series award for HBO's Watchmen, she made a big statement during her acceptance speech. She wore a Breonna Taylor t-shirt honoring the Louisville EMT who was shot by police and killed in her home. King urged people to have a voting plan, and she also gave a shout out to Supreme Court Justice Ruth Ginsburg, who passed away recently. So shout out to her. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News
Quickie.
tell that.
Who the next best? Who the next best thing? Who gon' put on for the city? Who the next best thing? If you think you got some talent, are you the next best thing? Step on up. Do your thing, step on up, do your thing. Who the next? Who the next best thing? You the next best thing. Who the next best thing?
All right, y'all know how it goes, man. Welcome to the next big thing. We're going to drop the song. When you hear the song, let us know. We're going to keep it. We're going to sweep it and wet letter grade. And if you want to call and comment on the song, let us know. 570-WPEG or 1-800-525-0098. All right, next big thing. The name of the song today is Booty.
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 Oh, I got to hear this one.
Check it out. Pod 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Booty, booty, main track. She the real deal of a rapping fake game. Back it up slow. Made it move like Neo. No limit to the rhyme. You know she works solo. Ain't no telling what you will or what you won't do. Ain't a child and you don't need a curfew. Looking on, yeah, I know you know the worst crew. Gotta thank the stars for the day your mama birthed you. Poppin', story, days of glory. You see me looking on, baby, don't ignore me. Like Lou said, got me feeling horny. Name your price, baby, what you want to know me? Booty made tracks, booty booty made tracks. You the real deal, always got the vacay. Crack it up slow, made it move like Neo. No limit to the vibe, but you know she works solo. Booty made tracks, booty booty made tracks. Cause an earthquake every time that booty shake. Crack it up slow, made it move like Neo. No limit to the vibe, but you know she works solo. Legendary, creaming like it's dairy. The dairy, yeah, make me say, oh yeah. Right there, ma, ride it like it's hee haw. Child's play up and down like a seesaw. Yeah, I wanna put my dog paw. Eat it real good, yeah, like it was a hog paw. Days of thunder, ain't no need to wonder. Girl's so bad, yeah, she can make the sun come. Baby, let me get some, like people want that yum yum. Only thing fine is baby girl's tum tum. Booty sticking out, you know what that's about. The pain for some money, and then comes a cloud. No cloud patience, baby, we can make it. Hit a couple shows, then baby, you can shake it. Real money maker, ain't nobody that can take her. Make the crowd sing like she Anita Baker. Booty made tracks, booty booty made tracks. She the real deal, others got them fake. Pack it up slow mo, make it move like me. Oh, don't let me do the grind, cause you know she working so low. Booty made tracks, booty booty made tracks. Cause the earth shake every time the booty shake. Booty made tracks, booty booty made tracks. So real, ain't no way that you can fake it. My summer anthem, don't get to understand them. On point, y'all never do a random. Bring the fans out, time to let me brand them. Heat it up, dude, let me burn it like a fan. Trump car times up, now seeing bars. The melodies are felony when the beat starts. Got the club car, yeah, banger. Penetrate minds as if I was a swinger. Always bring the hits, but never do an anger. Just let the girl go, yeah, real party favor. Booty sticking out, you know what that's about. The pain for some money, and then comes a cloud. No cloud patient, baby, we can make it. Hit a couple shows, then baby, you can shake it. Real money maker, ain't nobody that can take her. Back it on up, cause daddy, he can take it. Booty matrix, booty booty matrix. She the real deal, others got the vacays. Back it up slow, made it move like Neo. No limit to the grind, cause you know she works solo. Booty matrix, booty booty matrix. Cause an earthquake every time that booty shake.
Mm-hmm. Don't let me Larry the fourth man.
I'm
on my live right now. I'm on my live on my Facebook page. And I'm just reading the comments. You got a comment. You want to tell us what we're going to do with the song. We're going to keep it. We're going to sweep it at what letter grade? 570-WPEG is the next big thing. Booty Matrix is the name of the song.
Booty Matrix?
Booty Matrix is the name of the song. It's pot out of here. Yeah.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that. With No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side, south side, east side, west side.
This is my city.
The plug for local music.
This is your Power 98.
Download the Power 98 FM mobile app.
It's a murder.
We're streaming. Take us everywhere.
Check us out on Facebook.
We're the plug. Power 98.
No Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Next big thing. Today's artist is, well, the name of the song is Booty Matrix by Da Bombay. Check it out if you miss
it. Yo, poppin', story, days of glory. You see me looking on, baby, don't ignore me. Like Lou said, got me feeling horny. Name your price, baby, what you want to want me? Booty Matrix, booty Matrix. You the real deal.
Today's next big thing. It's called Booty Matrix by Da Bombay.
Booty Matrix, booty Matrix.
We about to hear from the people. We gonna keep it, we gonna sweep it, and what letter grade y'all gonna get a song? What you gonna do with it?
We gonna sweep that auto underrated and that empty light. Just leave it there. That ain't it.
Man, that song lived up to its damn name. Booty. I was sleeping, Larry, driving, heard that bull crap and woke up. If you gonna name a song called Booty, at least keep my attention on it. A Z.
Good morning. We are going to sweep that under the rug and toss it. That is as bad as Mary's acting on Power. We are going to give it a giant F. Giant, like huge, like really, really, really big.
Hey, Larry. Oh, hey, baby.
Hey, Jessica Downpeace.
Yo, that is a... Now, that song is fire. That song is hot. I can see myself working out to that. He sound like Big Boy from Outkast. He got that kind of flow. I can see myself in the gym now just working it out, just sweating and just glistening everywhere. Give him an A.
Larry, what in the sour apple lemons did y'all just play? You gonna sweep that. An F.
Woo! So there it is. Pretty unanimous besides Toodles, but this was pretty. I would say like 95% sweep. Thanks to Toodles. He kept it from being the unanimous sweep, but 95% sweep with an overall letter grade of a D minus. What we gonna do with it? We gonna keep it inside Madhouse Nation. What the Madhouse gonna do with it? 570-WPEG. We gonna let y'all know coming up and how you can get your song for the next big thing.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side, south side, east side, west side.
This is my city.
The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
Comment, story, days of glory. You see me looking on, baby, don't ignore me. Like Lou said, got me feeling horny. Name your price, baby, what you want to know me? Booty Matrix, booty Matrix. You the real deal, all the captain vacate. Back it up, soul, made it move like Leo. No limit to the grind, but you know she works so low. Booty Matrix,
on to the next big thing. Booty Matrix by Da Bombay.
Back it up, soul, made it move like Leo. No limit to
the grind. No Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. We call it the next big thing. You drop your song off and we tell you what it's gonna do. What the people tell you what they think about it. 95% of the people said sweep it with an overall letter grade of a D minus. What ye say, Jessica?
This song was bad. The production on this song was bad. It sounded old. This is not it. This is not it at all. This is bad. I'm giving it an F with a sweep. Wouldn't listen to this at all.
Burp.
Yeah, I'm gonna sweep that. The crazy part is, even though that song wasn't good, I'm still giving him the benefit of the doubt. Like, maybe he has a hot song somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's just that this one wasn't the one you should have sent to us. The production was not good. It wasn't put together well. The music was way too loud. I don't know what you were saying.
Booty matrix. Got it in the matrix. Booty matrix. Make me like the matrix. But there's no limit. Booty matrix.
And that's the thing. The beat wasn't half bad.
It wasn't half bad.
It sounded old to me.
It did sound like old beat.
It sounded old-ish. It sounded like it had that
like a chopper style
New Orleans bounce
yeah,
type.
Like a chopper style beat.
Early 2000s New Orleans bounce, but yeah. Try to mix it with something else. Go it sounded ahead. Like that, but it wasn't half bad. If he would have put the right song on that beat, mm-hmm. It would have been okay. But he didn't. So I'm going to sweep it with F.
Okay. F, sweep. Get it out of here. You know, we gotta start holding these guys to a higher standard.
We
you
do.
Know? We as Charlotte America... You know, we've got a number one artist who's topped the charts. Y'all know how to do, we know how to do music. Production, like that should be the last thing we talk about. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When you talk about making a song and sending a song in the radio to get played, like, I don't know what you had to listen to this on a tape deck or something to say, yeah, that production was right. Ain't no way.
A tape deck?
Yeah, you had to get burped. That's what it sounded like it came out of, a tape deck. It sounded like they recorded this on my first Fisher-Price recording machine. You remember the Fisher-Price where you can hold a mic and you can record your cell phone?
You going back that far?
Okay, that's what it sounded like.
From the very, very, no joking, but from the very, very beginning, that person that comes in with the vocals, you can't even hear what they're saying.
Right. It's,
in the very, very beginning, you can, when the actual rapper comes on, you can begin to hear it a tad bit better than that person in the beginning. But that person in the beginning, you can't even understand what they're saying.
If this was somebody's resume, if they was taking this resume on a job, this is the epitome of them taking the equivalent of them taking a resume in there with a foot stain, a pee stain, and a grease stain on it.
And some joggers. You went into the interview
with joggers
with
on
joggers
and a tank top and a white beard. That's what you did when
Nike
you dropped
slides.
The song off. That's what you did.
They went into the interview looking like Dante Keaton.
Can I borrow your printer to print my resume off?
All in one time.
Listen.
And it was on notebook paper.
Whoa, boy.
Shredded notebook paper.
Trapper keeper. And a trapper keeper.
Okay, nice. That's enough, y'all.
Okay.
That's enough.
Okay. All right. You're right, Jessica. That's You're right. Yeah, this song was bad. F. But you know, this is the next big thing. You can always go back, make you another song, and try it again.
If at first you don't succeed.
You know, because, hey, I watched P-Valley, and your boy Young Murder, he was on
Lil
there.
Lil Murder,
Young Murder, C-Murder. He was on there. He made a couple songs, and he listened, and he went back, and he got some bangers now. So he might come back with some bangers.
Oh, man, that was scripted.
Enough, fella.
Oh, okay.
Enough.
Now. Sometimes life is scripted, Burp. You just never know.
My Jesus, we don't know.
And sometimes Jesus just has other plans for you.
Right.
Yeah, you know what?
Enough, fellas, enough.
You know,
what are we doing next?
Working at McDonald's.
Are we going to give out the address? Are we going to play Black Swan? Let's move on.
Working at McDonald's might not be that bad.
Larry, what are we doing next?
How do you get on the next
show?
Business?
Where are we going?
How do you get on the next business?
Matter of fact, DM us. We don't want to tell y'all no more after this song.
Now, hold on. Time out. Don't do this person like this because this is not the worst that we've heard.
This is the first unanimous.
No, it isn't.
F.
No, it isn't.
The first unanimous F, not unanimous sweep.
We've heard songs that have been.
It's been a minute, though. It's been a minute.
We were doing good, man. We was 3 weeks strong.
Been a minute.
Yeah.
So don't.
Well, somebody had to break it.
Damn,
don't do it like that. Don't do this person like that. We've had other bad, bad songs.
Damn,
Buddha Matrix.
He's the first one in a while, so he got to get it. Okay. We was four.
Where are we going?
I said, how do we get on the next big thing?
Buddha Matrix need to find.
See, this is what happens. You keep directing it to me, and Burpee is rude. Oh,
shut up,
you're
Burpee.
Interrupting
well,
me.
Well, the Buddha Matrix need to find Neo.
Stop being rude and stop interrupting me.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Let me give the address out.
All right, do your thing.
Carolina.street@power98fm.com.
Make sure you're
your clean. Radio ready original version of your song. Carolina.street@power98fm.com.
Attention it to Miss Incognito.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side.
South side.
East side.
West side.
This is my city.
The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? You know what time it is. Good morning. Who is today's contestant?
It's Tamik.
What up, Tamik?
Calling out of Charlotte.
Alright, we're gonna play Black Smart.
Don't do that.
We gotta give you three questions. If you get two or three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we are taking that hood black card, alright?
What?
What you got for him, Bert?
Alright. Gas. Loud. Kush. Runts are all names for what?
I hope my employer not listening because he know I don't do it, but those are things you smoke in the Mary J. Wanna plant.
That is correct. That is correct.
Alright, Tamik, in the movie.
In the what?
In the movie.
Say it one more time.
In the movie. Okay. In the movie, CB4 starring Chris Rock. What was Chris Rock's character's name?
His name was MC Gusto.
You got it, big dog. You got it. Straight out of low cash, a crazy name Gusto. I watched it the other night.
Sweat from my I can't say that already. Well, I said sweat from my
sweat from a
yeah.
Well, you won this download code to get the movie Antebellum starring Janelle Monáe. It's available on demand. It started on September 18th. You got to tell everybody what station hooked you up with these codes.
Power 98.
Power 98 Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's time for us to check in with our Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about who?
Today we were asking Madhouse Nation, who do you think will win Dancing with the Stars? We've got people like Charles Oakley on there, Nelly, AJ from the Backstreet Boys, Sky Jackson, Carol Baskin. She's on there, a bunch of people on there. So according to my Instagram page, shout out to my cousin, the Fit Bard Boy, he says Carol Baskin. But he absolutely hates Carol Baskin, so he was saying it as a joke. NYST704 says Charles Oakley. Just kidding. I got to look at last night's show. And I actually asked Maney from our sister station, who does he think will win and who does he think will get kicked off the show first? He says Charles Oakley will be out first, but it should be Carol Baskin. And then he said AJ will get the win. And I know you picked AJ for the win, too.
I did pick AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Mm-hmm.
On my Instagram, I got Sky Jackson. And Give Me 6 Feet says either Nelly or Sky. And as So Mesmerizing said, as much as I've been voting, Nelly.
Mm. All right.
Wait, y'all actually vote on this?
Yeah.
Never seen one season of Dancing with the Stars.
Really?
Not one.
I watched when Josh Norman was on. He killed it. I watched it when he was on there. Not the full season, but I caught a couple of his performances. So, yeah, it's a pretty good show. It's a pretty good show. That's our Madhouse question of the day. You can always look it up using the hashtag MHQOTD. Coming up, I've got your note.
Here goes the neighborhood.
What the hell?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your nosy neighbor news for Tuesday, September 22nd. Cardi B has some legal drama brewing. Word is a group of men allegedly harassed her sister, Hennessy, and her girlfriend, telling them to go to your country. Cuss word, can't say that. Cardi posted a video saying that the women were harassed by the men over where they parked their car, and because they are a Afro-Hispanic gay couple. The men claimed that Hennessy and her girlfriend, they were the ones that were the aggressors, approaching them, raging, spitting, insulting, assaulting, and defaming and threatening them, all while videotaping them because one of them had on a MAGA hat. The men are suing Cardi for defamation.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we'll see about this story. Another day, another lawsuit for the baby. The rapper is being sued by an L.A. hotel employee for an incident that took place last December. This guy's name is Christopher. He alleges that while he was working, he asked the baby for a picture. Now, even though the baby told him no, he snapped a selfie with the rapper in the background anyway. The baby asked him to delete the picture, and then this guy alleges that the baby followed him into the hotel and assaulted him. The baby, he later posted a video on Instagram and said, he explained why he didn't want to take the picture. He said it was a security precaution because his daughter was with him at the hotel and he didn't want people to know where he was staying. This guy is now suing the baby, his management, and his entertainment company.
Why can't people just listen?
And it just, I remember when this whole thing plays out, it just goes back to people feeling like they can have access to you whenever they want to just because you're a celebrity or you hold a little bit of status. No, that's not right.
Just listen.
That's not right.
Take no damn picture, leave me alone now.
But, you know, like, knowing him, he's not even rude like that. He didn't, you know, he's just like, nah, probably not now. You know? And what he said is valid. He had his daughter with him. That is a valid reason. That is, you know, security. And people do whatever it is to protect their family. So, you know, come on now. You just got to have some respect for people. Amanda Seals hopped on Instagram to take shots at her former job. The actress alleges that they stole her Smart, Funny, and Black brand for a new segment. The photo caption reads in part, "Once again, The Real Daytime demonstrates its low class and even lower vibration. Just so we're clear, this is an egregious bite of my Smart, Funny, and Black brand in an attempt to bring Black awareness into the programming of The Real." Mm-mm-mm. Now, if you want to see her full comments, they're up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. I saw the intro for The Real because Garcelle Bouvet is now on the show. And so they made the announcement about her and welcomed her. But I did not see this new segment that they're talking, that Amanda's talking about. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
She just got a screenshot.
What'd you say?
She said there's no video on her page. She just got a screenshot.
Yeah, she also says down at the bottom of the caption, she's like, you know, I don't want to bring too much attention to this because this is only going to give them ratings.
I don't want to bring too much attention to a screenshot that I took of a show that I used to work on.
Well, she's talking about them stealing her content, you know, and as a comedian, you know how it feels to have your content stolen.
And as a comedian, if you have your content stolen, you gonna come up with them receipts. You ain't gonna be no, oh, I don't wanna bring too much attention to this. No,
well,
if they stole any piece of your joke, you wanna see, you gonna have the receipts, you gonna record them doing the joke or record them doing your segment, and you gonna show it.
Everybody knows that Smart, Funny, and Black is Amanda Seals' thing.
Right, but so, you didn't see it on The Real. She did show it.
Hey.
She just claiming.
Well, Bobby Shmurda
I know.
Bobby Shmurda got some bad news. The rapper's parole was denied. No reason was given.
Damn.
But we know that his behavior in prison did not help his case. He has 11 violations, including drug possession, fighting, and having a shank. He's been in jail since December of 2014 and will remain there until December 11th of 2021. I know that's very, very sad news. You know, his family and everybody was talking about the fact that he was supposed to get out.
That's not sad news.
For his family.
Oh.
For his family. Because they were, you know, like everybody was saying, Bobby Shmurda's getting out. Yeah. We're getting the music and everything like that.
He hadn't even gone to his parole hearing and they said he was getting out. That's dumb on their part.
They thought they had some information.
Bro, we got to stop glorifying stuff. Like, if you do stuff to violate whatever it is that's going to help you get out of jail, you can't get upset when they don't get out of jail.
Yeah.
That's what I don't get. I don't understand. I don't understand sometimes. I don't understand people.
Well, happy birthday to Moneybagg Yo and Michael Rainey Jr., a.k.a. Tariq. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Backstagecountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.